Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lee, the Democrats invited an entire shadow nation to illegally breach our borders and come into this country. And if you're a longtime listener to this show or my Battleground America podcast, you know I've been trying to answer a mystery. How is it that the Center for Immigration Studies did a poll about a year and a half ago of illegal immigrant adults, so Joe Biden's still in office at the time, and asked them, do you have a job above the table, under the table, anything you're doing in America to make money? A majority, 51%, said no. I have no job at all, which made sense because I was trying to reconcile that in all of these job reconciling of the numbers. And we're finding out we had entire quarters, the Biden administration, where zero jobs net were created. So, you know, we're being told, well, we got to bring in the illegals because you Americans are lazy. You won't work. They'll do the jobs you won't do. What jobs? There are no jobs. And I was right. I couldn't reconcile it until now. There were no jobs. So the Democrats just hid the entire illegal immigrant shadow nation, well, all over the place. And this is why when Doge is like, hey, we'll just take a look under the hood here, see what's going on with Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Whoa, Nelly, things started blowing up. They got violent. They started shooting into Tesla dealerships. They lost their darn minds, made up lies. Remember how far they went, Lee? It got so bad that when Scott Bessent, who's the Treasury Secretary, sworn in, okay, wants to go into his own department. He is responsible for the payments. And he says, he's got Doge standing there. They're federal employees on the federal payroll. He says, hey, show me the receipts. Like, let me into the system so I can see who you're paying. They wouldn't.
No.
They had an actual physical standoff. Had to involve Capitol Police. That was weird.
Yeah.
That was a tell, right? Like, something's up here. Remember, ultimately, the guy in charge of those payments refused them access to the system, wouldn't give them the passwords. They were going to hack in. He resigned rather than letting them in. Another sign something was bad wrong. Who are we paying? Who are these people? What's going on? Well, now we're finding out why. Over the weekend, the single biggest trending post on X was from Brooke Rollins. She is Donald Trump's appointed head of the USDA. The USDA, as you know, Lee, oversees the food stamp program.
Right.
700,000 illegal immigrants on that program. They cut them off. They found them and cut them off. Think about that for a minute. 700,000. Now, here's what's so staggering. That was in only 29 states, 26 Republican ones and 3 Democrat ones who were willing to play ball. The other, the rest of the Democrat states refused to turn their rolls over. So right now we're fighting in court to get that information. Can you imagine how many millions the Democrats have illegally enrolled? This is just in food stamps.
Staggering.
Yeah. Stephen Miller tweeted about it this weekend. He said, you know, Trump's deputy chief of staff. He said, Democrats are currently suing the administration, Trump administration, obviously, with the full support of Democrat judges to demand, listen to this, no citizenship checks for food stamps. No citizenship. I can't speak.
This is difficult. It is a tongue twister.
It's a tongue twister. It's very emotionally upsetting as well. No citizenship checks for Medicaid and no citizenship checks for voting. For voting! They're legally, they're suing to stop it. Why? Because it's the only hope they have left is to have some liberal judge, you know, order, oh, you can't do a citizenship check for food stamps, Medicaid, voting, or welfare. Meanwhile, out on October 30th is this latest staggering study by the Center for Immigration Studies showing a full 59% of illegal immigrants are on at least one form of welfare. 48% are on Medicaid. Self-admittedly, these are just, this is who's admitting this. We found it. We got it. We got this. And let me tell you what, it's going to get a lot more violent. The left, I mean, before it's over. This right here, this is why the cartels over the weekend, Donald Trump, you can tell he's come back to the U.S. and he's catching up on things here because he's been doing so many great foreign policy things. He has, not his fault. He can undo so many things. And he is obviously appalled to hear about the cartel hits up to $50,000 for the murder of high-ranking border officials by the cartels, who obviously are working with the Democrats. And you know what? At least informally. So this is a fight. It's going to get really violent. I hope no one dies, but I will not be surprised if somebody does. Because we have hit the mother load. We found the Shadow Nation. And look, the cartels understand too. To the Democrats, it's votes. To the cartels, these are their human trafficking and drug networks that we're rolling up right now. You get these illegals off the rolls. These illegals, a lot of them, that's the cartel network right there. That's the money that they're being paid. They're double dipping. They're making the money from the cartel on the one hand and making the money from the food stamps on the other. I mean, look, 110,000, according to Cash Patel, head of the FBI, 110,000 gang members in Chicago on the streets alone. And the cartels are all intertwined in that. You've got Americans working for them. Yes, but that, I mean, that is a massive network. We've got to rip it out by the roots. So the beginning of that is cutting off the ability of people who cannot get a job because there aren't enough jobs to live here. And that means getting rid of the welfare. And we made huge gains on that this weekend. Huge. Massive. It's good news. So here, Lee, is USDA Secretary Brooke Owens talking about what they found and how they got the 700,000. Again, this is mostly in Republican states. And it's the result of the fact that Joe Biden's administration turned the fraud intercept programs down to zero. They wanted the fraud to get the illegals on the rolls.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the couple blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has...
What a mess. What a mess. And we haven't even got the Democrat numbers yet. But we're getting there, Lee. We're getting there.
Well, you'll have a hard time getting it. They'll make it as difficult as possible.
Yeah, we're going to win in court. You can't, if you're asking the federal government to reimburse you for this spending, you can't hide the spending and who's getting it from the federal government forever. It's not going to work.
Right.
But they're going to try to slow it down.
Yeah.
Slow it down, slow it down, slow it down, slow it down. Then Elon Musk goes on Joe Rogan and says, oh, by the way, you know, Doge is still up and running. We're finding all kinds of things. Listen to what they found.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mentioned medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe do, you know, take care of them in that regard? But they, what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt without the massive fraudulent federal payments that go to those states to pay for illegals, to create a massive financial incentive for illegals.
So they're taking some of this cash, he says, and yeah, they're paying for the illegal immigrants' health care. They're certainly doing that. But they're just taking some of it, supposed to be used for medical expenses, putting it on basically a debit card and handing it out to illegals. Hey, welcome to America. Please stay. We're going to try to help.
Gene, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going to go right with it, because we're uncovering this. And we cut this off, I'm telling you, you will see 3, 4, 5 million take Trump's deal of a free plane ticket and $1,000 to restart their lives at home. Because they're not going to be able to live here. Well, there's not enough jobs for everybody.
Well, this is another reason that the southern border now is taken care of. It's not just that, you know, we're actually enforcing the border. It's that the carrot and stick approach of the Biden administration is gone.
Yes.
And they know it.
So let's just to recap, right, because there's so many stories in the show. Remember a few weeks ago when Donald Trump epically just dressed down the UN, just blasted them? Remember what he was the maddest about? Really started the tirade. He was mad because they had used billions of our taxpayer dollars that had been given to the UN by us, recycled it, and paid for illegal immigrants to come up here and invade us.
Right.
They got free cash cards, free clothes, free hotel nights, all of it. And Trump called him out for it. So our tax dollars pay for these illegals to get here. Pay for their trip, pay for their clothes, pay for their phone, their brand new phone, pay for all of it. They get here and then Democrats put them on these programs because it's not enough jobs for them and us. And their only job is to sit here and wait to vote Democrat at our expense while we all go to work every day.
Yes. While we're paying for what they're being paid.
But we're finding them now. And this is why they got so violent over DOGE. They knew this was hidden. Mm-hmm. And again, Center for Immigration Studies just shows you how large this is, but it gives us a roadmap to what we need to do. 59% of illegals in this country are on at least one welfare program. Housing, either WIC or SNAP, which are the food programs, cash assistance, or Medicaid. And 48% of them are on Medicaid. 48%. That is maddening. Sickening. We're broke. I mean, we added $1 trillion in the last 2 months to our national debt.
Well, I write checks to my medical providers for the stuff that insurance doesn't cover.
Yeah. I mean, you and I have health care, right? Well, yes. We have a pretty standard health care plan here.
Yeah.
And I just feel so broke all the time. Yeah. The bills are astronomical. And I mean, and yet I got to pay for their health care too. They just literally got here. They're not even working, 51% of them. It's disgusting. But what the Democrats know is if we cut all this off, they will go home and they're desperate to stop it. And that's why you saw the disgustingness this weekend. I mean, can you believe what Democrats are doing? Illinois legislature passed the bill to bar ICE from coming into the courthouses and the jails and waiting outside the courthouses in the jail. So these are actual criminals, right, that are illegal immigrants that they want to pick up. And Illinois wants to hold on to even the criminals, many of whom are also getting these benefits. That's the Democrats. Illegal immigrant criminals, protected U.S. taxpayers pay. That's the Democrat Party right now. But you know what's about to end. But here's the thing, Lee. It's going to get violent before it does. It's going to get worse before it gets better in this country. So brace yourselves. Be prepared for that. They're not going to go quietly into that dark night of actually having to earn their votes from the American people and get rid of their shadow nation that they imported. They're going to fight every step of the way. It's going to get bloody. It is. You can already see it. Can already see it. All right. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tom Homan doubling down. Folks, this is the fight, okay? Either we get the shadow nation out, the replacement nation of voters who are attached to our welfare system for their very survival, because there's not enough jobs for us all. Again, we only created this country, wow, 55,000 private sector jobs last month. An improvement from the month before when it was net zero. Joe Biden has left us in a mess now that we're not faking the jobs numbers anymore to keep Democrats in power. This country isn't creating private sector jobs. It's not working. There's no jobs for these illegals. They're only here to vote Democrat. The mask has been ripped off. See, folks on our side will even text me, well, what will we do without the illegals? We'll be fine. There's no jobs for them. That's why the Democrats, they know this, had to hook them up to the welfare system, hide them all over the place. But there's just too many of them, and we've got them now. Again, 700,000 found on SNAP on food stamps and removed by Brooke Rollins, Trump's USDA secretary. That's just the beginning. Elon Musk saying that the Democrats stole through reimbursement so much money, they're handing out $10,000 debit cards to illegal immigrants as an incentive. Come to New York, come to California. He says, we got him. Doge is still up and running. We got him. We're shutting this down. It's the only way they're making it, folks. There's not the jobs for them and us. There's just too many of them. But where there are jobs, Democrats have fought hard, even at the cost of human life, to make sure illegals get them. Why? Because every job an illegal has is an illegal who will stay and vote Democrat. Folks, I didn't make enough of this last week. I'm gonna re-intro with this because this is... You know you've seen the semi-truck crashes lately? Yeah. Do you know how many illegal immigrant commercial driver's licenses have been illegally issued by the state of California? It's not legal federally for them to have them. The CDL is a federal benefit, okay? It's a federal good. It is very clear illegals are not supposed to get them, especially not people who can't speak English and can't even pass the license test. Listen to this.
A federal audit found California had issued 62,000 CDLs, drivers who entered illegally, John, or do not have a permanent legal status as required by the feds. California sanctuary laws prohibit asking applicants their immigration status. Governor Newsom said there's not a problem. Back to you.
Did I hear you right? Did you say 62,000?
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. It's a federal audit.
William Lajeunesse for us. William, thank you so much. Let's bring.
Yeah. So Transportation Secretary Duffy saying, and Trump saying the same thing. We're going to cut off the we're going to cut off 160 million of funding and no more ability to issue commercial driver's licenses because Gavin Newsom won't play ball. Over the weekend, you know what they began doing? ICE. This is brilliant. They began hitting truck stops, like not the stops, but you know, like where you have to, I forget what they're called, but you know, you have to roll through, you have to check in. Way stations. Thank you. Guess how that went.
The head of Homeland Security says nearly 150 illegal immigrant drivers, truck drivers, are off the road tonight. This enforcement operation in the Midwest comes not far from the suburban Chicago detention facility at the center of sometimes violent protests.
Recent weeks have seen a string of deadly truck crashes with illegal immigrants behind the wheel. A case in California with an undocumented driver allegedly under the influence and causing a fiery crash that killed three. A case in Florida with a man in the country illegally since 2018 who failed his commercial driver's test 10 times before getting his license. He allegedly killed three. Now DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says they will be swept up with Operation Midway Blitz as well.
If you are here driving on our streets illegally and our highways, you are endangering our citizens and your days are numbered.
Yeah, just to recap, so we're clear. Operation Midway Blitz being run out of Chicago, right? So what she basically did was just diverted them over to a way station, you know, where the truckers are coming through as they're required to. One way station, one weekend, 150 illegal immigrant drivers. That's what's on our roads. Folks, they barely speak English. And as we've seen from California, they can't even pass basic tests. These are ticking time bombs to kill people. And you know what's amazing about this? Gavin Newsom is, you know, basically declared he's running for president, right? That happened last week. Wouldn't you just get rid of this? Wouldn't you just cut this off? There were four states issuing CDLs to illegals. Three of them at Trump's request said, okay, we're not going to do it anymore. California refused. Why wouldn't you do this? Because to the Democrats, they know 62,000 illegal immigrant families who will stay and will vote Democrat. That's why. Those jobs should go to Americans. We're only creating 55,000 private sector jobs a month for a nation of what, 340 to 380 million? I don't know how many of us there are now because of illegals. But they won't. Every job is an illegal immigrant voter, and they're going to hang on to it, make sure American doesn't get it. It doesn't matter who they kill. That's the outlines of the fight, folks. That's the fight we're in right now. But we're getting wise to them. It's getting better. We have to learn about this stuff in order to take care of it. And they are finally, Tom Homan said, they feel confident they're going to get the 10 million of the 12 million out by the time Trump leaves office. That's what he actually didn't put a timeline on it, but I'm assuming that's what he means.
We got to look for that 10.5 million illegal aliens that came across that border. We got to look, that's in addition to 15 million already here. So now the roles change. Now Border Patrol is backstopping ICE on the interior. It's working. Record numbers of removals, arrests. Right now we already have a record number, historic number of arrests and removals this fiscal year. And we'd bring on 10,000 more agents by mid-January. And we're going to blow this historic number out of the water next year. So
that's awesome. So they have 171,000 applications for 10,000 positions. They're going to bring them all on by January, folks. We've already gotten 1.6 million out just with what we have. Trump was asked about this, by the way, by Nora O'Donnell on 60 Minutes, who looked like she was smelling something bad the entire time she was interviewing him. I could tell it was causing her physical pain. But here's Trump explaining slowly to Nora so she understands. We haven't gone far enough. We're doubling and tripling down over what we've already done. Because, folks, again, we either get them out or they're going to vote us out of power. And I mean, we're going to be second-class citizens permanently in our country. We'll live in a one-party system ruled by Democrats. And you ain't seen nothing as far as how vindictive they can get. If they had total power, can you imagine? We'd have to flee this country. I mean, there's no way. I don't know where we'd go, but we'd have to go somewhere.
More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood,
In self-defense.
And the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Joining me. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now is Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who's also running for governor. Welcome, Ms. Mace.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We all want to know. I deliberately have not talked about this Charleston Airport situation on this show because okay. I do not trust the mainstream media, and I wanted to get your version of the story. Tell us what happened.
You should not trust the mainstream media because they omitted a bunch of facts last week to lie to you. So I arrived at the airport last Thursday. The airport security had the correct vehicle, silver BMW. They had the correct time, the correct location, everything, and they didn't show up. And I have had over 24 security breaches by this airport in the first 10 months of this year. Over 24 security breaches. So when I arrived, it was dark. I was alone. They weren't there. I went straight to TSA, the crew member checkpoint, which is where all federal officials enter at the airport. I requested TSA's assistance. They went and got their manager. I requested their assistance. I requested an officer who had a dog for assistance because there was no, the security detail who was supposed to be there was a no-show. And I'm very grateful to TSA for helping me. But I've had many, many issues at this airport. It's only me. I'm the only elected official that I'm aware of that has had any issues at this airport, and it's only this airport. I've traveled in 4 different airports over the last 5 days without incident. Security shows up. They give you the escort. They keep you safe. Not a problem. And there are really great guys and gals at that Charleston airport who work really hard. And so for me, the issue resides at the top with the CEO, Elliot Summey, at the airport. They've been well aware of the security breaches that we've had this year and have done absolutely nothing to fix it. It is now November, and I absolutely was frustrated on Thursday. I hope I dropped an F-bomb. I hope I did it more than once. And if I called somebody incompetent, a government employee incompetent, it's because they earned it. And when I'm governor, Kara, if I find a lazy, a corrupt, an incompetent government employee or anybody that is paid for by the taxpayer, their salary is paid for by the taxpayer, and they don't want to do their job, guess what? In a Mace administration, those government workers are going to be fired right away on the spot. I have a high level, a high standard of care when it comes to expectations for myself, for my employees, for my children, and I expect the same for people who are paid for by the taxpayer. And some people are like, well, TSA's not being paid. My issue wasn't with TSA. On Thursday, TSA was been great. But if TSA is not getting a paycheck, I'm not getting a paycheck. I didn't get paid today because our troops aren't getting paid, because TSA isn't getting paid, because federal government employees aren't getting paid. I'm not either. And so I just have a zero tolerance policy. I will not put up with it. I will not be bullied. I will not be intimidated. And when I'm governor, Elliot Summey, CEO of the Charleston Airport, will not have a job because I'm not going to put up with the incompetence. I'm just not going to do it.
Representative Nancy Mace, I want to be really clear. What agency do you believe let you down? You mentioned Elliot Summey. A lot of people may not know about it.
The airport.
So the actual airport mm-hmm. itself. So that, in correct. Other words, local management.
Not TSA.
Okay.
Yes, local management. People I've known for years have continued to target me. And let me be very clear. At this airport, my children have been targeted. They've been separated from me during the security screening, which is not supposed to happen. My employees have been targeted. They have, I believe, obstructed from me being able to do my job. When you slow me down, when I'm supposed to make a flight, that is an obstruction and getting in the way of me being able to get to the flight on time, to be able to do my job. But we've had over 24 times this year. We've had over 24 security breaches at this airport. Now, mind you, like, I travel in a lot of airports. I've been in 4 airports the last 5 days. I have had incidences at airports that were security. So I had a guy in Chicago earlier this year follow me through the entire airport. When we realized what was happening, Chicago airport security immediately intervened and kept me safe. I had an incident at one of the D.C. airports in December of last year, and there was an individual. I was getting ready to board my flight to Charleston, and an individual on that flight was trying to physically intimidate me. Capitol Police immediately intervened to keep me and other passengers safe. So I don't know why I'm the only one being targeted and why this keeps happening at this airport. I don't feel safe traveling out of Charleston Airport. I have approached the airport privately about this all year long because I didn't want them to have egg on their face. I wanted to protect everybody who works there. But because they have smeared me, because they have lied in those incident reports, I have no choice but to take their incompetence public. And if an incompetent government employee was expecting an apology this morning, they did not get one, and they won't get one. And so, I'm just not going to tolerate this behavior.
You said you are glad that you dropped some F-bombs. The way that this was reported was that mm-hmm. first it was that you were saying this to the cops, then it became that you were saying this to the TSA. Did you do that with officers? And if you did, who were they? And if you didn't,
I asked for TSA's assistance.
Okay.
They were great. I asked for an officer's assistance, looking for the security detail to escort me. He offered to help as well. So initially, those people were wonderful. Now, when the security detail arrived, I absolutely told them how I feel. I've requested the body cam footage because I want it all out there. The airport selectively released very limited video last week. I want it all. I have FOIA'd for all of it, every single minute. Put it all out there so people can judge for themselves. But what I also want people to know is that the airport, ironically, by releasing video of the vehicle I got dropped off at, compromise my security by doing so. They also release the location of where I get dropped off at. Sometimes I travel on, frequently I do. Sometimes I'm traveling with children. Sometimes I'm traveling with my employees. But what the airport did to compromise my safety and security further by behaving this way is egregious, it's unforgivable, and people need to be fired for it.
You feel this is what, political retaliation?
Oh, 100%. I'm leading in the governor's race. And, you know, you saw how quickly Alan Wilson and Pam Avett, you know, went and condoned a breach in airport security, clutching their pearls last Friday, you know, condoning airport security breaches. Like, to me, that is a completely disqualifying factor for anyone running for governor. We saw Donald Trump shot last year. We saw Charlie Kirk a few weeks ago assassinated in public in cold blood. Steve Scalise shot up 4 or 5 times at a softball game. I will not be the next person shot and killed because of the political mayhem and chaos going on in the country today. So I will fight like hell to ensure that I am safe, that I have a detail that's safe, that my employees are safe, that my children are safe. Safety is not, you can't compromise on safety. And this is a problem if governor candidates like Pam Avett and Alan Wilson think that this sort of thing is okay, imagine what they would do just to the average South Carolinian. They don't give a damn about you. It's all about power for them, and it's disgusting, it's obnoxious, and it's all fabricated, whatever. I'm going to stick up for myself and for the people of South Carolina, and I will not ever apologize for it.
Representative Nancy Mace, I've got 1 minute left. Tell me real quick, you said you've had, we know you've had death threats. I've played them on the air. I've played the, they're chilling. So I understand why you're so upset, particularly on the transgender issue. I mean,
I'm angry and I'm frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're unequivocally saying they're going to kill you.
Correct.
So I get it. Tell me real quick, about 1 minute here. We've got, you said there's been 24 security breaches. What does that mean? And were they all at this airport?
All of them are at this airport. It is only specific to this airport. Security breaches, the vast majority of them are when the security detail does not show up at a pre-designated time and location to escort me either off the plane or onto the plane. My children have also been targeted and separated from me during the screening process at this airport. My employees have also been targeted. And so, you know me, I call it like I see it. I do use colorful language, just like Donald Trump did in a press conference about Venezuelan drug cartels the other day. I use colorful language, and I'm not going to apologize for it. If Trump can do it, I can do it too, and I will keep doing it as long as necessary to keep me and everyone in South Carolina safe.
But did you use that colorful language, last quick question, on line officers? 100%.
To whoever showed up to escort me last week, and I requested the video footage, put it out there, show it. Why haven't they done that yet? Instead, they have very selectively only showed very short snippets of me just waiting. Like, show the whole thing. Show it from the time I got out of the car to the time I got to the gate. Show everybody what really happened. And I am certain I dropped an F-bomb. If I only did it one time, I should have done it more. And if I called someone incompetent, they absolutely 100% earned it. I have had over 24 security breaches at this airport, and I'm tired of it. I don't feel safe. I do not feel safe flying through Charleston Airport, period.
Wow. Representative Nancy Mace, want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9.
Thank you, Tara. Have a great morning.
WRD. You too. Folks, the final capitulation this weekend came on behalf of Barack Obama, who gave up. In all fairness, he didn't fight too hard. Gave up, turned the party over to the communists, because that's what Zohran Mamdani is. And he hasn't been dishonest about it. Got to give him credit for that. I mean, his most recent podcast, he was clear, you know, the greater good is the seizure of private property. Private property has to go as long as we have homeless people who vote Democrat, who they want to stuff into the private property. That's what he believes. He's not hiding it, which is refreshing. And while Barack Obama did not endorse him, he made a last second 30 minute phone call. They released parts of it, not all of it, but parts of it after, where he praised Mamdani. Why? Because Mamdani's going to win. He's the future of the party. Barack Obama is not. And Barack Obama can either you know, give him kudos short of an endorsement or be left behind. Folks, you are watching the Marxist overthrow of the Democrat Party. Never thought I'd see it in my lifetime. More on that tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.